Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 5th, 2017. Today is the first Sunday in Lent. Over the past year, I have been involved in making some health adjustments for myself. I've upped the exercise. I've worked to eat more healthily. And I've also worked to eat less. And it's been quite the journey. It's had its ups and downs. And one of the practices of healthy living that I've most struggled with is drinking enough water. Now, I understand that the jury is out, research is not finished on exactly how much water we're supposed to drink over the course of the day. But I know I'm not regularly drinking enough to, quote, stay hydrated, unquote. And the reason is pretty simple. I developed a habit long ago of only drinking water when I was thirsty. And that thirst comes quickly when I'm biking or running or even on a very spirited walk. But in the winter months where I'm not as active, I simply don't feel thirsty. And so, therefore, I don't drink enough water. I thought a little bit about my struggle with hydration as I read this verse from the psalm appointed for today. This is from the first verse of Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a barren and dry land where there is no water. I wonder what it means to have our souls thirst for God, to have our souls so hungry for God's presence in our lives that we feel as if we are going to faint. And I wonder if maybe the reason we don't thirst for God is because our lives are already full. We don't recognize from day to day our need for God's presence because we seem to be doing just fine on our own. Thank you very much. But the psalmist understands that all of life, whether it feels empty or full or overfull, all of our life depends upon God's presence, depends upon God's animating force, depends upon God's guidance. And so consequently, the psalmist thirsts for God. If Lent might be anything for us, I hope it's a time where we reorient ourselves and remember who we are in relationship to God. Maybe the reason that we are called upon in Lent to fast is to simply experience some smidgen of emptiness. Maybe we are called to those acts of self-denial, not so we can prove how righteous we are, but so we can experience a longing for God. Maybe giving up things is about making space so that we can realize our souls have been parched. We've been thirsty for God all along. And we just didn't know it. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weakness of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.